It's a daily talk show, everyone. Episode 50.
50?
60, 80.
What are we, 50, 60?
What are we up to?
70?
70.
Something.
We're up to 70.
Fuck, we always turn on the microphone. We've literally blanked. We've got this far because we've got here so quickly.
We're 77 because I don't remember saying 77.
Well, we're 77. What is up, people?
Yeah, it's we're currently at Tommy's office.
Yeah, there's a bit going on here today. So, a few drills happening. So, if you hear any...
Not like fire drills, in like people with machinery.
How annoying are those when you work for big businesses?
Yeah.
Those fucking fire drills. All right, everyone, the fire warden, let's do this. It's just a safety drill.
I was in a hospital the other day filming and the receptionist, the fire alarm went off and she wasn't getting up. And she was like, oh, you'll be right.
What happened?
Like the fire alarm fucking went off and she just was making the call as if like, this happens a bit, so don't bother. And I was like, nah, you guys can all die. But I'm...
Mate, you had your iPhone out. You were fucking... All right, guys, it's Josh Jansen here. I'm covering the fire. Yeah. No, that's me.
I've done that too.
Just on that, pulling phones out. Have I told you about... I saw a woman get hit by a car?
No.
I haven't told you. So I've been... Here's the thing, right? I hold off on telling you interesting things that are happening in my life, but then I forget to tell you them on the podcast because I'm saving them for the podcast and then I just don't fucking bring them.
It's like I find chocolate months later that Bree's hidden that she forgot where she hid, sort of that type of thing.
Yes.
Okay, so you saw a lady get hit by a car?
Yes, I was at South Wharf, parked and was walking and just heard this... It was so fucking loud. It sounded like a car accident, like two cars colliding. And I looked over and I saw... It must have... the sound, and then I must have like got a fright and looked really quickly because I looked over and the woman was still slightly airborne and she had just got... T-bone, so like she was going across an intersection.
Yeah.
She must have had the lights, like the walk person. She was on her bike and she just got cleaned up by a cab, a silver cab. And
today's episode brought to you by Silver Cab. We're announcing we're doing promos.
So here's what happened. She's just going down and hit the ground and she wasn't unconscious, which was good. She was like...
Went over there?
No, it was 30 metres from me.
Okay.
There was too many people over there.
Yeah.
But what I did notice was her, she was like, oh, and the cab driver jumping out, helping. And this fucking moron had his phone out and was abusing the cab driver. You fucking idiot. And was like holding the camera in his face. And I thought instantly I was like... This jerk has pulled out his phone because he thinks the cab driver's going to do a fucking a dodgy.
Yeah,
and I get him trying to sort of make sure he's recording the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But this poor cab driver was trying to help this woman. He moved the bike off the road. He was down trying to help her, and here's this asshole in his lycra just holding his phone, abusing the cab driver.
Yeah, that's
he didn't give a shit about the girl on the ground.
Yeah, that's really gross, like, isn't it?
I fucking film everything.
Yeah.
But I feel like you draw the line when something serious happens, not like a fire. The fire video I made, no one was in the house, so I thought it was quite good.
Yeah.
Good content. But not abusing. I reckon if I was to summarize it like you do, pick it apart.
He was projecting.
No, I reckon he was like thinking, okay, here's this cab driver of... a nationality that could be quite dodgy, and he's like trying to catch this guy out. There was those vibes of like, this guy's like fucked up.
It was almost like racist. It was almost like a racist attack.
I totally reckon it was.
Yeah.
And he just seemed like an arsehole. Anyway, the ambos came. I reckon she'd be fine. She was as white as a ghost. Shock. Anyway, that was my car accident story. It was fucking, it's pretty eerie.
Yeah.
It's
I'm pretty loose when it comes to crossing roads. Bree will stop. Like if I'm walking and I have right of way, I'll cross. I'm sort of like, you know what? It's almost like I'm fucking asking for it. Come on, idiots. Like, hit me. Whereas Bree will, if she sees a car coming that's going a bit quick, she'll like, and we're at a zebra crossing where cars are meant to give way, she'll stop. Whereas I've like had cars slam on their brakes because I'm like, oi, fuckwit. Just because like the faster you go, the quicker I'm going to jump out.
You know, I was talking to Tommy D, who we're going to have on the podcast, my mate, Primal, Tom Primal. Anyway, we were talking this morning at the gym about, and I told him the story about the car accident.
Yeah.
And he was saying, yeah, I fucking noticed heaps of cyclists now wearing GoPros and stuff. And he said, his take on it was, not, oh, that's cool. Yeah. It was, they're wearing them to catch somebody.
Yeah.
And I think it's like CCTV cameras in cars, the dashboard the cameras.
Dash cams,
It's now a thing to catch somebody. So the reason I thought of that was it's almost like I get that feeling. I walk out on the road, don't you fucking dare, motherfucker. Yeah. You fucking, this is my walkway.
I've got four GoPros on me. Just come on, fucking hit me.
But there's something in waiting to catch.
Yeah.
Because you feel like, it's my fucking, I've got the right
away.
It's
pretty gross, isn't it? You know what? I was literally thinking, on the drive here, I saw a cyclist who was sort of a casual cyclist, and he was riding without holding the handlebars, just casually. And I had a self-reflective moment. Whenever I see anyone doing that, I hope there's a pothole. Like, I hope they stack. And I think, like, maybe that's me projecting. Like, I was thinking about it. I'm like, why is it that I want him? I don't want it, like, him to get seriously injured, but I just want him to never let go of the handlebars again.
And can you do it?
No. I wouldn't
fucking do it. Could you ride a bike and use no hands?
I can barely ride a bike, let alone using, like, no way would I do that. Because it's just, you've got bumps. If you get one fucking, it's just a dangerous thing to do.
I get it.
Do you not think about that? You don't think, like, if you saw a cyclist not...
No, mate. I'm not thinking about it. I hope this guy comes
what do you
off.
What do you think about when you see that?
It depends on what it is. Like, it doesn't even come into my mind.
Oh, really?
No, because I do it. If I'm on a bike, I usually rock and no hands. I like it. It's fun. Like, you got to be a confident rider to be doing that.
Have you ever had any public stacks?
Oh, man. I was on my bike. I've had a heap of public stacks because I used to go to the skate bowl. Uh-huh. I had this one time, dropping into the bowl. The bowl's maybe 2.5 meters high, probably the height of this wall. Yeah, 2.8.
Yeah, the podcasters really appreciate the wall reference.
I'm giving to it's one of it.
You're literally about to say I'm near a 2 meter wall. Yeah, we fucking get it.
No, my office has a really cool wall that I built with old pallets.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Anyway, it's about the size of that, and I dropped in, and my helmet was wonky. And luckily it was wonky because I fell from the top to the fucking bottom and I smashed the side of my face, but the helmet slid down and protected my face. And then another time I was riding down Chapel Street and I got caught on the fucking tram track and also I didn't have my helmet on and my knee went into my helmet because it was hanging on the bars.
Yeah.
And so it sort of like, picture it, like knee goes up, goes down into the helmet, rips me down. As I've got my fucking thing caught in the, as I've got my wheel caught in the tram track and this car had to slam on its brakes behind me.
I think that like there's more, it's more the embarrassing stuff around it. Like,
oh, but I was super embarrassed. Like I was in the middle of the road and I nearly got ran over.
Yeah.
And all these people are like, what are you doing?
Well, I nearly got hit by, I think I may have spoken about it on an early episode. Looked the wrong, Johnston Street near where I live, the fucking lanes change ways depending on the time of day, looked the wrong way, nearly got fucking taken out by a car. And I was like fucking sweating. I just like, you feel gross because you know, like, because you're a bit embarrassed too because the person's had to put their horn on and slam on their brakes. Yeah. And
it's interesting seeing people in a moment where they do something like that and how you can see the reaction of embarrassment.
Yeah.
And it's like when you're walking along, I always do it. Amy gives me shit. I trip and I just turn into a fucking little jog.
Yeah.
it's less embarrassing than seeing me like a dickheaded trip.
I tripped over twice last night filming at an event. Did you? They had lights on the ground, like that was sort of pointing up to the photo wall. And funnily, like, a part of me was just like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to act cool, going to laugh it off. First time laughed about it. The second time I'm like, it's a fucking OH&S issue. It's fucking dangerous. It's the first bullshit. Time I laugh, and then the next time I'm getting fucking angry.
But I would say you're like, I guess, the best way I'd describe is you would look like a giraffe trying to do parkour. Well, that's about your...
I was also wearing my easy rig, which is like...
Yeah, awkward. Giraffes are big and awkward. Yeah, you're big. Fuck. And a bit awkward. And then chuck a few obstacles in.
It looked a bit weird. But how about this? The other day, you know, you were talking about the... you told off the guy who flicked a cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
You said he was gross or something. No. What did you say? Like,
even better, bro. I called him a grub.
Grub, that's
You're
it.
You're a grub.
You're a fucking grub. You grub, you rat. You fucking rat dog.
Nah, anyway, it was just grub, no fucks.
And I saw a guy flick his cigarette just on the ground a week ago. I was walking with Bree and I was like, what the fuck? And I started like walking faster. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to say something. Bree's like, no, don't. And I didn't, because she's like, what are you going to, is that going to change his mind? And then it reminded me of the person who
got knifed.
No, the person who had a go at me for using a non-recyclable cup, you know, through the Instagram DMs. And I was like, you know what? I'm not that fucking guy. Like,
do you think though? Do you think it's my story that's encouraged you?
Yeah, it was. It was literally like, fuck. You know what? We're fucking. We're on a mission. We're going to fucking stop these idiots.
Yeah. Because Charlie, James's brother, he told me after he heard our podcast where I told the story of the grub, that he fucking wind down his window, went off at somebody for doing the same thing. I'm spreading the fucking, the environmental love here.
But is it environmental love or are we all on high alert for finding out if anyone does anything wrong? Any opportunity to have a fucking good yell? Because that's what that cyclist with, like, that guy with the Lycra filming.
Yeah.
It's essentially what he's doing. He's just fucking, he's hyped that, you know, a few years ago I was working from home and there was a courier.
Oh, you've told this story.
And he chucked out a bunch of rubbish.
Grub.
Yeah. And so I took a photo at the time of the rubbish on the ground, and it happened to, when I took the photo, he chucked out more rubbish, and so I had a live video because the photo live fucking function on the iPhone. So I basically created this animated GIF of this guy in this truck chucking out rubbish.
It was like an Oz poster. What was it?
Yeah, it wasn't Oz poster. It was can we not defame people, please? It was another company. I can't remember. I'm sure the guy
But knows. You defamed them in the moment and you posted about it.
Well, it's not defamation if it's true.
Then I wasn't defaming them.
Well, but it wasn't, I suppose.
But I was just trying to get the facts out of you.
Okay.
Who the little bug was.
Okay. Well, anyway, won't get bogged down.
I think there is a bit of that, but I think there's some things in life that you just shouldn't fucking do. And one of them is litter. Like, it is a complete lack of thought. If you don't pick it up, if you don't disregard it, if you don't get rid of it in the right way, who the fuck's doing it? Some other poor bloke.
Well, that's what the thing is with like dog shit and stuff. Like, I think I've spoken about that with the seeing a guy's dog shit, and then I sort of slowed down to see if he'd pick it up. He ruffled his fucking bag, and then as soon as I walked past, he walked away.
So do you think I should do this or not? There is a dog shit problem going on in my apartment block, because my apartment goes from one street and you can walk through to the car park out the back, which is another street.
Yeah.
And so people use it as a cut through when they're going to the park.
Yeah.
And there's been some huge dog shits in the path.
Uh-huh.
That people are using as a cut through. And I see there's only two dogs. One's a small Jack Russell.
Yeah.
And the other's a big fucking Staffy.
Yeah.
And the old dude who walks it. And I was thinking, I haven't caught them red handed, so I can't pull one of them aside. But I thought, what about this? A sign that just says, like, it's clearly for someone walking through.
Yeah.
If your dog shits, clean it up.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, I do worry that, are we getting bogged down? Are these things important? Because I do enjoy, I like the idea of catching people out. Like, I don't know if you watched the latest Casey Neistat
no
video. He reviews a spy camera. It's a water bottle, fake water bottle.
You've bought it, haven't you?
No. Well, I was like, oh, geez, that would be fun to buy. And at the end, he's like, I don't know what sort of creep would need this device.
And you was like, ejected it from
yeah,
the cart?
Yeah, I was like, all right, I'll fucking, I won't buy it.
No,
it
there's definitely, man, I've been down a rabbit hole of a Instagram page of a doorbell that has a camera on it
yeah.
that is linked to Wi-Fi so it goes straight to your phone.
You could use my Nest solution. Like I could give you that to use.
But these are built in. Oh, to get the...
to get the dog shit people.
To catch them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... Have you ever caught someone out?
Well, we spoke about it the other day. This is the problem with doing 77 episodes. We've talked about fucking everything. But the property managers...
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. I'm sure there's been other cases... You had my bike alarm, stolen bike.
Oh fuck, that was great.
That was a big one. But I do enjoy surveillance. We keep coming back to it because I'm so fucking into it.
Are you going to close up shop with your production company and open up a?
But do you think it's creepy? Can you work in surveillance and not be creepy?
If it's the job, I don't think it's that creepy.
But if you're self-employed, you're just sort of
well,
fucking
until you land
choosing.
Your first contract, it's probably seen as a bit creepy.
Yeah.
It's like anything. When you, like, before you've actually had a job on TV presenting, uh-huh. calling yourself a TV presenter, well, you're not.
Yeah.
You're actually not. You're not a TV
but
presenter.
You're not, but if you're a TV presenter... You're not a creep just hanging around someone's like.
Depends on the type of content you're presenting. But no, I get it. It would be nice. I would like to have a spy, like a.
Yeah.
Do you know my mum has a friend who was in MI5?
What is MI5?
To like the English secret fucking spy agency. So it's like similar to a CIA.
Yeah.
But she could never talk about it. Mum would always be like, so what do you do? And they just actually sworn. They just don't talk about it whatsoever.
Yeah. I've got my mate Nasan. I feel like in another
life. When we're talking about creeps, don't bring up Nasan. No, don't be like that. Nasan seems like a lovely guy.
No, Nasan, I feel like if he could have any occupation, I'd love him to be a mall cop.
A mall cop.
Because he's always, I feel like... I remember he's always got stories around how he's nearly become a cop or how when he was working in East Timor, he was approached by like fucking the government to work for the federal police. Like all these sort of like, he just loves anything that's a bit sort of cop related.
And did he ever take one of the
job? He's never done any of it.
Come on.
So that's what like I sort of... I do imagine him sort of in a uniform.
Well, while we're on the topic... For anyone listening, if you have a contact, I'm sure we could dig into it.
Yeah.
Josh could get a bit creepy and start digging around. But if you have a contact of someone, even just like the not like within the Secret Service, you know, that kind of shit.
What's the coolest job in the world?
Well, let me get my plug out. So if you
everyone knows what you're going to say, email us, hi@thedailytalkshow.com if you know a spy.
Yeah, but someone might have been distracted by you just being impatient about me getting out the plug.
Okay, no, that was good.
So, yeah, if you know anyone who was like maybe even self-employed and have your own investigation business,
yeah,
give Josh some fucking pointers. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I guess you have to be registered.
Maybe you do. This is the shit we want to find out.
I've bored myself with the job one, but I want to know what sort of have you got any licenses? What licenses? I was going through a time of obsessing about having different licenses for things.
Mate, I've got my boat license.
Go on.
My power watercraft license, so I can drive a jet ski.
Is that different to your boat license, or have you just said the same?
You need
thing?
It's an addition.
Okay.
So on
different card?
Nah, same card. License. Just has a PWC on it.
Uh-huh.
Power watercraft. But anyway, that's about as. I think your interest is in people who have lots of licenses. You've got one,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. Oh, well, I've got my car, but like I would love with pyrotechnics license. Would love, just feeling like empowered to do anything, like fly a plane. Fucking, how good would it be to be a plane, have a plane license?
Actually, driving the plane. Like, it depends. Like, I've got they're all my PT clients. One was a scientist, used to work for like Deep Heat, making the Denkara, like the Deep Heat. It's like Denkara,
yeah.
So it's like a gel that goes really hot. Mm-hmm. She was a scientist that worked on the formulas and shit for that.
Oh, that's cool.
Quit her job, became a pyrotechnician.
Oh, that's cool.
She was just super into it.
Yeah. The thing is that it's less glamorous than what you think, because I was going to do the whole pyrotechnician thing, and then I got pyrotechnics on my year 12 film and saw like all these shit kickers basically like cabling and stuff. Like, because you just like, it doesn't matter what the weather is, you've got to be fucking out there like wiring shit up.
I mean, what you can learn from that is every job has that.
Has its shit bits.
Has its shit bits. And you've got to get through those shit bits to start with to get to the guy who sits behind the thing going, I'll just press the fucking red button. You guys have done all the work. This is the fun bit. Doosh.
It would be a
But I think, why didn't you stick at it? Why didn't you, what was the...
Oh, no,
trying to get a lesson out of this.
Yeah, no, I think the thing was, do I want it, like, if I was doing that day in, day out? So I want license that I can just pull. I don't want to be fucking flying a plane every day. But if on like a Saturday I feel like flying a plane, it'd be fucking great. Or how sick would it be? Just a mate's birthday being like, bro, got your present. Come out here. 10 grand's worth of fireworks. Boom. Just like.
I think the thought of it is better than the reality of it. No, and it's like any of those things. The reason you don't do a pyrotechnics course, I would guess, is because the interest isn't there enough to do the shit.
What about the drone stuff? How far along did you look at the getting a drone license?
I looked at the amount that
How
it cost.
How much was it? $3,000?
$3,500, $4,500.
Yeah.
The process is too annoying. And for me, I like flying a drone, but I don't like being fucking restricted on all this bullshit you have to go through.
That's the whole thing, is if you get a license, then you have to be responsible. You can't say, I didn't know that the A380s come through this way.
Yeah, yeah. A security guard can't just fly kick somebody and go, oh, I didn't know.
That's a thing, isn't it? You can't...
Well, if a security guard at a venue is also a fighter, it doesn't matter. Like, you cannot do that. Or if it's like a fighter gets caught punching up somebody, It's like their job is a fighter. You fucking know difference. You know the difference between in a ring and outside.
But just quickly, I feel like I remember this, that if you're a security guard and if you like hit someone, you're in more trouble than...
Oh, fucking oath. But security guards hit people.
Yeah.
I've seen it. There was a massive racket with getting a security license. It was a company that opened up. So there's like all these people coming over to live in Australia. Mm. And they were going up to Queensland to get their license and coming back down.
Security license.
A security license.
Yeah.
So they like, this guy, it was like on a current affair.
Yeah.
And they looked into this dude. And I was fascinated by it because he'd found this loophole where it's like, if you run the courses out of Queensland, in Queensland you only need to do this. And what you can do is go up and get your Queensland license, come down to Victoria and transition it. So like Victoria was stricter, or like the process was harder and longer. And so these people were coming to Australia going, fuck, let's just go to Gold Coast, get a quick license, come back down to Melbourne, and then I can work.
I wonder, you know, that it gets me thinking about like people who move from overseas, move from a different country. You know how they can't necessarily work in that field and all that sort of thing. You know, like say if you're a fucking doctor from one country fucking go and then you can't do it. Like that's super common, right?
A lot of educated Indians that come to Australia that are lawyers and bankers, lawyers and doctors. And then it's useless here.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Well, yeah, that's why I find like the taxi drivers are normally way smarter than I am. Like, you know, they've studied fucking engineering and shit.
Yeah.
So would you live overseas?
Yes. It's
where?
It is such a big move. That's why I'm always fucking so impressed when people I know go and move overseas.
Yeah, it fucking turn you. Is that my phone?
Sorry,
That's okay.
Getting
notifications. No, I do love the idea of going overseas, but is it to the attraction in that versus maybe it's not productive?
The feeling for me, America is. I'd like to live in America. I like either New York. I mean, these are the places everyone would say.
Yeah.
Or the coast of California is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's crazy good.
I guess you just look at places like San Francisco or London or any of these places and it's like, unless you're doing really fucking well, unless you've got an amazing job, it would be a hard life.
Oh, New York especially.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the feeling when you're traveling, you know, you don't have much on. You're just like taking in everything, the smells, the sights. It's like, feels great. I love LA.
And then, but that's very different going on holiday versus living there.
When you start feeling, you know, you're tired, you're having to work late, you're fucking getting pumped.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. Australia, Melbourne for me feels like home. But I think I'm pretty good at making home wherever I go.
Well, you've done Shepparton, which is, you know, regional Victoria, 2 years.
Yeah.
Did that feel like a home or did it feel always quite temporary?
I definitely felt temporary, but I enjoyed it. I didn't feel homesick. I made my friends there. And so you do. I adapt. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck you. Like, you haven't lived anywhere else. And you don't know until you do it, right?
Yeah.
It is a weird experience. And well, you might love it and you might...
Well, going, I think, from even like suburban Melbourne...
You made the big move.
Well, yeah, like going from like fucking Berwick, you know, which is, you know, 45 minutes out. That's what the people from Berwick will tell you. It's a fucking hour, okay? An hour out from the city versus going, you know, in a city. That felt like a big fucking jump.
Yeah.
But I do love the idea of just a big city and how, like, just being swallowed alive by it.
I mean, the thing is you knew Melbourne. It has a feel, even living out in the burbs, like coming in. You would have come in here as a kid.
Yeah.
Living in a place you've never really ever been is interesting. Maybe it was about 3 months and then you're kind of feeling... Like you get your drift. Like for me, I say I download the map, and like I've got a visual layout of the area that I'm in, and so when I start working it out, it's like you're downloading the Matrix.
Yeah, I haven't seen that film.
Well, you just got a new upgrade of I've just installed Bondi.
Sure.
GPS coordinates in my brain.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, you sort of go through this process because it takes me like 3 or 4 times before I understand where I am somewhere.
Yeah, like, and really not double, like second guessing.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing if traveling super uncomfortable when because you're having to think about where the fuck you are.
Well, imagine like I hear great things about Berlin. But the biggest barrier to entry for me is the fucking... It's a different language.
Yeah.
Like speaking German.
Put that on top of it.
Like that would be hard.
Yeah.
Like actually... learning that skill. But I like the challenge. I like the idea of the challenge. But I wonder... I don't feel like I could walk in, obviously, to the same sort of standing that I have here in regards to clients and shit like that. You're starting at the fucking bottom. That's what even my mate Till... has experienced, right? He's moved from Germany to England to Melbourne and every single time he's had to like create a new network. Same with my mate Nathan. Like him and I talk about it a lot as the change tax. He talks about how many times he's had to fucking rebuy furniture like and restart and fucking do all the things that you need to do, get your fucking utilities sorted. And there is... That change tax extends to just like relationships. He can't be in a fucking long-term relationship if he's moving all the time.
So he has a long-term relationship?
Not since his divorce 7 years ago, I was saying.
Yeah. Don't joke about that one.
Poor Nace. He'll be fine. You know, I feel like I can talk about him because even though he's one of my best mates... He too busy, he reckons, to listen to the fucking
really?
Podcast.
That's the excuse?
Well,
too
he's
busy?
Just like, oh, man, it's so good that you're doing the podcast. I'm like, oh, have you listened? He's like, nah. He's like, oh, but I want to. Man, I really... Fuck. Man, what's the podcast called again? I'm like, The Daily Talk Show. It's like, yeah.
Maybe once we do 1,000 episodes, people will feel so much guilt, our friends, because I've got mates who haven't listened yet too, but they've talked to me about it. Yeah. And fuck, I really don't care if my friends listen or not.
Yeah, well, I was chatting to Rob
Ward. Because we've got Michelle.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got, okay, we don't need anyone else. We got you,
that's,
Mish.
That's all we need. I think it was Shell.
Is Shell? Shell? Okay, Shell. We got you, Shell.
But the Rob Ward from Quadlock fame and also Friend fame,
yeah,
he gave me an idea for a new name for the podcast, which is fucking annoying because Rob,
changing up the name.
We're 77 episodes in. I've been SEOing this shit. I'm not changing the name.
What is the name? Really, I'm interested now.
The Daily Tangent.
The Daily Tangent.
But I just don't think lots of people could spell tangent, because not saying that our audience are fucking
mate. Numpties. You just run the filter through me.
Can you spell it?
No. What, tangent? T-A-N, tan, G-E-N-T, is it? Tangent?
E-N-T or A-N-T. I don't know. It's one of those annoying words. Anyway, it's the Daily Talk Show, everyone.
Or the Daily Tangent, if you ask Rob.
Yeah, but he was excited about the idea of a jingle. So,
good.
We've got to get on that now.
Good. And my fucking quadlock's going strong, Robbie. It's
It's really good. We'll have him on in the next week or so. So, and if you've got any suggestions of guests too.
Nah, mate. They know what you're about to say. They know exactly what you're about to say. Email hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
I was going to tell them to send a letter, PO Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067. Have a good one.
No, but seriously, if you are a spy or anything, we want you.
All right, settle.